Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with Program Coordinator for Marshall County Iowa State Extension Office, Chelsea Llewellyn. How are you doing today, Chelsea?
Oh, I'm doing good. I'm recovered from fair, and we're ready to get back to regular programming.
Yeah, so let's talk about the Central Iowa Fair that happened at the beginning of the month here. First off, you said you recovered, but it was a good good few days for you, at least.
It was. It was a really good about a week, but it is draining because we're everywhere for all the kids, and the kids were great, the parents are great, and the shows were wonderful. And most importantly, we had a good fair-weathered fair. It was mid 80s a couple days. It might have gotten to almost 90, but I will take that over this 100 degree weather week we're having this week.
Well, that, and also you didn't really get, I don't think, was there any rain showers?
No,
or anything?
It rained a little bit, I think overnight, two nights, but it never really amounted to much. No one really had to work like the area for the concert to get extra gravel like we did last year. And more importantly, I wasn't taking butterflies in every night from the wind. So this butterfly mom or grandma, whatever you want to call me, was happy about that.
Well, at this point, you have generations of monarch butterflies that you've raised.
Probably like a great-grandma
great-great-great-great-grandma or something. But, I mean, overall, was it well-attended, too, compared to previous years?
Yeah, maybe I'm just trying to pat myself on the back a little bit more, but it seemed like there was a lot of community members out there this year, and it was just a really, really good fair.
Okay, good. Well, let's talk about it a little bit and some things, especially for 4-H and the youth. And some of them are taking their next step, and they'll go to the Iowa State Fair coming up August 13th through the 23rd. But what do you want to talk about or kind of highlight here for our youth?
Yeah, we've got a lot of great static projects going down. Every year, our quotas change a little bit based on the amount of youth that we had enrolled in 4-H the previous 4-H year. So we got to send 21 static or non-livestock projects to the fair. Judging went really well for that. Some unique highlighted projects that we're sending down to the fair. There's a lot of great ones, but we have a bucket of junk going down there this year. We had a bucket of junk contest this year, and I told the kids that we would make sure that there was a quota saved for bucket of junk. So Jeff Hibbs, who is on the fair board and a great supporter of the extension office, got 10 buckets of junk for the kids with various parts from tractors and stuff. And there was a couple considered for state fair, and the one that got chose to go down to the state fair next month was made into a fish. It was really cool. So we'll see that down at the state fair. There was like a little mini house that was made. Of course, a lot of photos, lots of yummy food nutrition. But look for those down at the state fair. Usually we highlight them in a different color to make them stand out from the other projects. So we'll make it unique somehow for those individuals going down to state fair to be able to see our projects in the livestock building or in the non-livestock building.
Okay, I was just about to ask where people could go to see them. And you guys, it's usually a specific color that you mark with like a round sticker, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like a sticker or a highlighter or something. Yeah, so I think, I don't know if I'm back on the air before, I'll be back on the air at some point in time. It's either during, I don't remember when I come back on next, either it'll be during the fair right beforehand. So I'll let everybody know and you can check out on our Facebook page and we'll show everybody what that looks like for the year.
Okay, so again, if you're going down to the Iowa State Fair August 13th through the 23rd, check out some of those projects, static projects coming from Marshall County. What about on the livestock side? You don't have to win at the county fair to make it to the state fair, right?
Yeah, fun fact, all the kiddos that will be taking their livestock down to the state fair actually just pre-select themselves. They had to have those entries in by July 1st, and so our fair hasn't even happened at that point. But a lot of those kids know kind of what to expect, and they just like self-nominate. But we do have some kids going down to the Heartland Throwdown is what it's called. There's different regions in the state full of, I don't remember how many counties it is that makes a region, I guess you could call it. But we go down to Ames for our show, and how you win that is during the, let's say, sheep show, you get picked for your class champion, and then you get moved on, and then the judge picks a supreme breeding doe for sheep or whatever. So the kiddo's going down for that. Luella Fisher is taking a breeding heifer. Clara Gould is taking a market beef. Marin Edler is taking a breeding ewe. And Hattie McCollum is taking the market lamb. Bentley Kerr is taking the Breeding Doe, and Rory Piscitelli is taking the Market Goat. And then we've got Landry Peterson taking a Breeding Gilt and a Market Swine. And that is going to be in a couple weeks down in Ames, like I said. And so we'll see how those kiddos do against everybody else in our region. And it's a really fun time, and kids get a certain color or certain Marshall County shirts, so we know who in our queen goes down. So it's a fun time, and so those are some of our kids going down for that. And then we also have something really unique in our county. It's called Supreme Showmanship. Something very new to me when I started here in Marshall County, because that's not something that Tama County did. But every area that has a livestock show competes against each other on Saturday. So a senior showmanship winner from beef competes against a supreme showmanship winner of horse.
Okay.
It's very fun. And they do it round robin. So the beef shower has to show for every individual. He has to learn how to show a horse and a goat and a pig and a sheep and a dairy cow if there's one that year. It's very cool to watch. And our supreme winner was Rachel Case, and our runner up was Jackson Walker. It was a lot of fun to watch this year. I teased Drew Guthrie, who won the beef showman that competed, that he actually scored higher in horse. I told his mom, need to go buy him horse, because he did really good. She's like, no. They're
happen.
Usually really hard on their own species, so like there's a beef judge, and they're usually harder on their winner because they should know everything. But it's really fun to watch, and we have that every year on Saturday, and it usually starts at 3 o'clock. We have the small livestock shower was Grayson Fostick with his chicken.
Okay.
It's really cool to watch.
Yeah, we show pigs, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Did we have some crazy intense faces this year again?
I didn't even get to the bad thing about when you're the program coordinator in charge of the livestock part of the fair, you don't get to sit down and watch the shows as much as I would like to, but I didn't see, there is always some intense faces, but nothing like those viral images you see on Facebook and TikTok.
Yeah, it's always the pigs.
They're
too,
very in it, reason. But yes.
So, okay, joined today with program coordinator for the Marshall County Iowa State Extension Office, Chelsea Llewellyn. Another big thing that you do or that you're involved with every year at the fair, the Monarch Butterflies. Mm-hmm. How did everything go with that tent?
Oh, it went so smooth this year. We still didn't get back to that first year's number, where we had about 120, 130, but we had well over 100 monarchs this year. They came out very slowly from Wednesday through Saturday. Every day we incorporated more monarchs into the tent. So visitors of the tent got to see no caterpillars this year, but they got to see the chrysalises and the brand new butterflies still in the tents, and then everything flittering around in the tent. It was a great experience. It was open Thursday through Saturday. We ended up having it open for 4 hours on Thursday, not just two, because we had STEM Day that we opened it up for as well on Thursday. And like I said, there was no wind, no high wind gust. Last year I was taking the monarchs in every single day when the tent wasn't open because it was really windy or there was a storm with a lot of rain. So it was very nice weather. The monarchs all fluttered out on Saturday beautifully, and everyone had a really good time viewing the tent.
Awesome. That is great to hear. And then it all kind of wrapped up Saturday night with the Sammy Kershaw concert. You said not a lot of rain, so they didn't have to bring in any extra gravel, but
right.
I heard it was also like twice the amount of people that attended the concert.
Oh, yeah. I didn't go to the concert last year, but my husband and I did go to the concert this year. There was a lot of people. It was actually kind of tight to find some space. We went in the middle of the first singer and found a spot, and then we rearranged because we were looking into a wonderful tent that was in front of us. So we moved, and it was getting hard to find spots, and by the time Sammy actually opened, it was very full. It was a really good concert.
Good.
They did a great job.
I heard they were running out of drinks as well.
Yes.
So that's also a good problem.
That's
to
a good
have.
Indicator that it went really well. Yep.
Yeah. So Chelsea, it sounds like overall is a great Central Iowa fair here in 2026. Like you said, back to kind of your regular programming now for a little bit. I know you guys will go down to the state fair as well next month and hang out for a little bit.
Yes, we will.
Tell me, what do you got on the programming? Anything coming up for you guys?
Yeah, right now we're still working on our regular programming. We're still delivering Bobcat University. We're going to the Y on a weekly basis and that kind of stuff. But our first really big not regular summer program is our farmland leasing that will be coming up for our landowners here in the county. But you don't have to be in the county to attend ours. We get a lot of out-of-county members, just works whatever you know, best for their schedule. But ours is coming up on August 5th, and it'll be at 1:30 in the afternoon. That is a slight time change because we're used to having it at 9 a.m., so I'm trying something different. So August 5th, 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon. Make sure to call and reserve your spot because I only was able to purchase a certain amount of books, so it's kind of limited, first come, first serve.
Okay, and this is for people that are leasing out farmland to others. Is this like an annual thing they
have
to do?
It's not a required thing, but it's with our farm management specialist. It is a class for either the owner of the land or the tenant of the land, or come together as well. I have siblings that come that really don't know like maybe what the other sibling is doing with the land, or they come with their parents to learn more. But our farm management specialist will teach you everything you need to know, from calculating the price of the rent more properly, what's coming up down the road, what's changing for like maybe the land prices. It's a 2-hour workshop at our office, and it is an annual event, but it's not mandatory. But we usually have at least 20 participants that come for that workshop. It's very valuable.
Okay. What's the number to call, or where can people go to get registered?
Yeah, the best way is just to give us a call, 641-752-1551. We just take down a handwriting of who's coming. There's no official way to register online or anything.
Okay. Cost?
That is $25 to come to the workshop. If you happen to not be able to come and you want a book, or need a book afterwards for someone to take it back to maybe another family member that couldn't come, we usually charge $10 for just a book afterwards.
All right. Chelsea, where can people go to just learn about what, you know, after summer programming ends, some of these programs coming up?
Yeah, you can always check it out our Facebook page. It's ISU Extension Outreach Marshall County, or just go to our website, iastate.edu/Marshall. We've got a calendar of events, and you can just catch us there.
Awesome. Well, Chelsea, I appreciate you stopping by and letting us know first how the fair went and what else is happening in your neck of the woods. So thank you.
Thank you.